Last month when we were talking about the big doings at the Republic of Texas Museum to celebrate the state's 180th birthday, we were talking about it with a true expert, Kathy Nolte, who's been with the organization at the Washington on the Brazos for nearly two decades. Now that's loving your work. And you just spend a few minutes with her, and it's clear that she does every day. Like many careers, hers started with a summer internship.
In 1996, that's when it all began. Then I went on to work full-time as the Independence Hall interpreter. In 2000, I moved to Fanthorpe In-State Park, our sister park in Anderson, 1850 Stagecoach Inn, and managed that site. And then in November of 2007, I went over to Barrington Living History Farm as the manager of that site. And then December 13, I moved back up here as the complex manager superintendent for the entire complex. So it's kind of been a circuitous little route up to the top.
Doing what you love, loving what you do, and doing it every day at Washington on the Brazos. Well, how did Kathy Nolte develop this passion for history?
Well, it's interesting because my major at Texas A&M was actually wildlife science, wildlife management. And I started here, as I said, working a summer internship and got involved with a summer day camp that we had. And that camp involved a special cultural history day, a natural history day, and a conservation program day. So that's how I got started with the history of the area. And of course, being a native Texan, I had a pretty good base knowledge of Texas history.
Yeah, she's been at it at the Republic of Texas Museum for 18 years, but she's the first to say that she couldn't do it alone. She's got staff that's been there a long time, too. Staff just as dedicated as she is.
I have a wonderful staff. I'm blessed with people that are all very committed to the sites and care about Texas history. And most importantly, they care about educating and inspiring our visitors, our guests, to know more about this time period and the significance of Texas history to the people here.
So I asked Kathy Nolte, what would she tell young people in high school or in college wanting to do what she does, wanting to further their own interest and passion in history, in Texas history? How do you get on to a job like this?
With this particular kind of site, a historic site, any kind of history degrees, anthropology, archaeology, works very well. Also, more generally, a degree in parks, recreation, and tourism. If you're looking at Texas parks and wildlife in general, of course, wildlife, fisheries, things like that. And of course, Texas Parks and Wildlife has an amazing website, and there is a jobs tab on that you can go to, and you can peruse and see what positions are available across the state, and then it's an online application.
And that's Kathy Nolte, nearly two decades on the job at the Republic of Texas Museum at Washington on the Brazos. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.